Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome back to another English lesson. This is another hotel English lesson. And that means I am going to teach English until I get to my room and my hotel, which is across the street. Over there. It's the Windsor, California. And now I'm in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. This is going to be a little different though. Usually with these hotel English lessons, I cannot stop recording until I get to my hotel room. Well, I asked earlier for permission to record at my hotel room or around the hotel. They said no. So I'm going to have to do this in a couple different parts. But let me give you a view of Rio. Better than looking at my face, but the beach is beautiful today. It's nice and warm. Not a bad place to spend the night. And we spent the night here. Ooh, we got a green light to go. Well, it's flashing red now. I don't know. The cars don't like to stop for pedestrians sometimes. We also have a bike lane here. Still getting used to this camera, but there is a whole lane for bikes, and then there is a separate lane for cars. And I am filming with a new camera. It's taken me a little while to figure it out. And I definitely do not want to get hit by a bike or a car. Might be an ambulance over there. Something going on over there. Some alarm. But as we are waiting to cross over to check out the hotel, let me tell you a little bit about my thoughts of Rio de Janeiro. So last year, I filmed a lot of lessons in New York City. So I think it would be a good comparison. I've only been here about 24 hours, so my thoughts may change, but overall, Rio is a super clean city. Not a lot of trash. They have, actually, we'll probably pass them in a minute, but they have a lot of workers around the city. Can you see that person in the orange? They have a lot of people cleaning up trash. And at night, oh, here's a bus. Oh, we can cross now. There were a lot of people picking up trash at night to keep the city clean. We got a green arrow here. We got a green little person walking. And that means walk, I think, in any language. Yeah, so far, Rio has not been a disappointment. It's been pretty amazing. The one hiccup so far, a hiccup is another way to say a small problem. The one hiccup is that the hotel has told me that I cannot film. I think we can cross here. Yep. I can't film the hotel lobby. I can film certain things with my phone. So I will be getting rid of this camera in a minute and replacing it with my phone, because they said that I could film certain parts of the hotel with my phone, but definitely not the lobby. I took some footage of the... Oh, it looks like a tour is going to start here. That's probably what it is. Maybe a walking tour or something. But there is the outside of my hotel. It's called the Windsor California, right on Copacabana Beach. But I'm forbidden to film inside. So what we'll do is end the lesson here just for a moment. It'll be really quick for you, because the next thing you will see is me filming with my phone, but probably doing a, what we call a voiceover or a VO, where you will see the pictures, but my voice will be something that I record after. So hopefully the audio will be good, but awesome hotel. Let's turn the camera around. They have valet parking, so you can drop your car off right here. They will park it for you, probably for a fee. I took what do we call it? I didn't take a taxi, I didn't take an Uber, but I had my transportation figured out beforehand. I worked out a plan. Worked out is another English phrasal verb. But before I left, I paid a driver to come see me. And if you saw the video where I arrived in Rio, actually from Maine to Rio, you will have seen him. His name is Victor, and he is from We Go Rio. There's a link on that last video about him. He was amazing, and he's going to take me back to the airport when my stay is done. Next time you see me, we'll be with a phone.
So yeah, here we have a lovely view from the rooftop of my hotel. It is overlooking Copacabana Beach in Brazil. Beautiful sunny day. As we walk past the elevators, you can see there is a sign for the pool, but also if you go the other way, there's a little restaurant here. And I love the view of the mountains and the buildings behind the hotel. Love those clouds just over the mountain there. I spent one night just looking at the place all lit up, and I never saw this restaurant very full. Here we're coming into the sauna, and you can see a stack of towels there, a couple lounge chairs. But guess what? The sauna, as I turn on the light, the sauna was out of order. It wasn't working. And when I stayed at the other hotel, the other Windsor, their sauna wasn't working either. Typical fitness room here. The refrigerator door was slightly opened, so I closed it. Some barbells there. Also a beautiful view out that back window there. This is a little glimpse of the bathroom. What a Brazilian bathroom might look like at a Brazilian hotel. A couple urinals. Typical Western style toilet there.
Okay, I'm cheating a little bit because I am so tired. I've just spent over 24 hours getting here, so I'm going to film some of this on the day after I arrive. Usually the English hotel videos are filmed all in one go. This is not going to be. So I have my new camera as well. We are in 10:01. Oh, it locked on me again. Hang on. Gotta be quick. There we go. Gotta be quick. All right, the first thing we noticed, because I'm actually glad that happened. When we first arrived here, we didn't know how to turn anything on. So we arrived and
You'll hear these clicks every time I turn the camera around. There we go. But there were only a couple lights on. We're like, what is going on over here? And Jamie luckily noticed this. Now you don't have to do this in the United States, but you put your key in, then everything comes on. So everything's fine, but you have to put your hotel key, and it was really warm when we arrived, and hang on, turn around for me, please. There we go. And this is all in Celsius, so we kind of had to figure out, colder the better, I guess, but it was kind of warm in here. All right, two things, at least two things, maybe three, that I've never filmed in an English hotel video. Hotel English video? I'm sorry, I can't think right now, but let's go into the bathroom first. Lights are on, okay. So you have your typical things, soap, shampoo, all that stuff. Me, I'm looking pretty rough after all the travel. Fresh flowers? No, they're probably fake flowers. Oh, a mirror, if you want to see yourself. That we would probably call that a makeup mirror. But this is the kind of crazy thing right here. We'll put the seat down. There's the toilet. There's the toilet paper. But this thing, we do not have these in the United States. These are called bidets in English. But I also think it's probably bidet, but sounds French. Probably comes from the French. Let's take a look at the shower here. Decent shower. Nice shower head up here. Oh, they put some soap in there for us. I don't know if I've said it before, but I am filming with a new camera. It's the DJI Osmo Pocket 3. It's a little different. It's a little different, and hang on. There's a phone. Can you see? Yeah, there's a phone in the bathroom. Not sure why. How about up here? Towel hooks. All right, I do like this camera. It's just going to take a little getting used to, we might say in English. I'm gonna have to figure out how to work it. It might take me a few English lessons to figure it out. The next thing I wanna show you is something I've never used in a hotel, and that is the mini bar. But these prices compared to what I pay at home, they're actually not that bad. And we just arrived here, and we were really needing some caffeine. Let's see. So I don't have my glasses on and I can't see the numbers, but those are all in the Brazilian currency. And basically when you take the number in Brazilian money, I think it's called reals, please. Somebody correct me. You just divide by 5 and that will give you the USD or the United States dollars or the American dollars. So the Coke in the mini bar here, show you down there. We call this a mini bar because it's available in your room. I guess it does have alcohol. There's some alcohol here too. Get it in the picture. But there are snacks, mini bar, some Kit Kats right here. But that Coke was like $2. And that's what you normally pay in the United States. If you're at a hotel in the United States and it's the mini bar, because it's convenient, you can just take it right from your room. You don't have to go to a store. Hotels in the United States charge extra for that convenience. So a Coke and a hotel mini bar in the United States would probably cost 6-7 American dollars. They do have some sort of coffee that you can buy. little tiny coffee cups. Almost look Italian. Close that up. And most of the common stuff there. Some stationery, we might say. Geez, I really need to work on this. The camera is a little hard to use. Okay, I can bring it down a little bit. There you go. Remote control. I don't think we'll be watching a whole lot of television while we're here because, oh, hang on. Nice king bed. Okay, love it. Good stuff. A bench for some reason in front of the bed. Not sure why, but I'm not complaining. We also have, look at this. Can I get it all in the same frame here? I gotta bend down a little bit, but right here, some outlets that are different from the United States. Luckily, might take a little while, but I do have a, what we would call a universal outlet. I probably can't find it in all my luggage here, but I can't stop filming. This is a hotel English lesson. Let's see, it's a big, found it, right here. This thing. So in Brazil, I think it's this one here, one-handed. Brazil, I use this, and then I can plug in all of my devices. Let's see if this works here. I'll be very sad if it doesn't work. Let's see, get that in camera. I can't get it in camera. All right, way down here. It's supposed to fit in, supposed to fit in just like that. Hopefully we have power. You didn't see that though. There it is. Okay, here's the best part. It's the view behind me. I'm going to open up and show you what's behind me. It's the ocean. I'm gonna have to turn this around, I think. Yeah, it keeps following me, which is fine most times, but I want you to see this. I think it's too light. You can't see it. Rio, there we go. Rio, baby. We got here pretty late. I think we are going to go down to the beach, but look at that. The best view ever from a hotel room. I'm tired. Maybe not my best work. New camera, I'm trying to figure out. If you're still watching, thank you. Hopefully you learned a little something. Look at that, that's Rio right there. I'm going to go. I'm going to thank you all for sticking with me for this long. I have lots of English lessons coming out from here in Rio, Brazil. Right up there is an English lesson I did on my travel to Rio. How about that? Thanks so much for watching. See you next time.